kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
So ready na tayo dahil international na ang outlook ng ating mga madaming pamantasan. It can now facilitate exchanges with foreign universities from student mobility, faculty mobility, of course the usual scholarships, all the way to promoting joint degree programs. The Philippines and Australia now have a special relationship.
Noong 22 ng Oktubre, ginanap ang Australia-Philippines Business Forum na may temang Expanding Partnerships in Education and Skills sa La Trobe University City Campus sa Melbourne na pinamunuan ng Australia-Philippines Business Council. Layunin nitong mapag-usapan ang pakikipagtulungan ng Australia sa pagbibigay ng karagdagang edukasyon sa Pilipinas bilang isa sa mga transnational education provider. Ano ang transnational education? Ito ang pagbibigay ng edukasyon sa mga mag-aaral na mga institusyon sa Australia sa labas mismo ng bansa. Sa madaling salita, may mga mag-aaral sa Pilipinas na nasa ilalim ng TNE, ng Tertiary Education Quality and Standards Agency o TEQSA mula sa Australia. Sa Pilipinas, naisabatas ito noong 2018, ang Republic Act 11448 o ang Act Expanding Access to Educational Services through the Establishment and Administration of Transnational Higher Education. Isa sa mga dumalo sa programa ay si Commission on Higher Education Chair Prospero De Vera III. Pakinggan natin ang naging panayam ng SBS Filipino sa kanya at alamin natin ang tunay na estado ng edukasyon sa Pilipinas at kung paano makakatulong ang Australia sa aspetong ito. Kasama po natin ngayon si Commissioner on Higher Education Chairman Prospero De Vera. Magandang umaga, Chairman, and welcome to Australia po.
Okay, magandang umaga sa lahat ng iyong tagapakinig sa buong Australia. Mabuhay kayo ang mga kababayan natin at ang mga Pilipino na nagtatrabaho sa Australia.
Maraming salamat po. Chair, first question, gaano po kahalaga yung mga gantong event o programa na isinasagawa sa Australia para po mapabuti yung quality ng education sa Philippines?
Napakahalaga dahil noong ako'y nagsimulang mamuno ng chair, when I was appointed chair, one of the key programs that I started was the internationalization of Philippine universities. Kailangan natin mag-internationalize because education is now global in terms of the content of what you teach in the classroom, the skills and competences of the students that you produce. The standards are not domestic anymore, it's global. Professional assessments are also global. That is important because we produce world-class professionals in many fields. At ang mga Pilipino kasi gustong mag-practice all over the world. Alam mo naman, kahit saan ka magpunta sa buong mundo, may Pilipino. So the Filipino community is global. So we have to make sure that the education that we have in the Philippines is quality education by international standards. So ready na tayo dahil international na ang outlook ng ating mga madaming pamantasan. It can now facilitate exchanges with foreign universities from student mobility, faculty mobility, of course the usual scholarships, all the way to promoting joint degree programs. Kaya nandito tayo sa Australia ngayon, dala-dala natin ang 11 top Philippine universities, all internationally ranked, to attend the education conference and to meet other universities, also to meet the business community. That's why we have a meeting with the Australia-Philippine Business Council today. So to explore opportunities with Australian universities. So this is really deepening the involvement of Philippine universities with Australian universities. It's very important because the Philippines and Australia now have a special relationship because the Philippines has been identified as a strategic partner of Australia. So it is important, therefore, that we aggressively push educational exchanges.
Mahalaga po ang ginagampanan ng Australia in terms of pag-fill po ng void ng educational gap sa Philippines, Chair?
Australia is very important aside from being a strategic or having a strategic relationship in the Philippines because Australia has a lot of world-class universities. Siyempre, kung makikitrabaho tayo sa mga pinakamagagaling. That's why this educational mission to Australia is very, very critical. So after this trip to Australia, I will now meet with these Philippine universities and we will now plot anong susunod na gagawin natin starting next year. So hindi ito yung getting to know you type of meeting. This is a meeting where you now identify anong susunod na activity.
Ano-ano pong industriya sa Pilipinas, Chair, ang magbe-benefit sa Australian education offering?
Ang una ay yung mga professions na kilala na tayong magaling. Dapat kung kilala na yung ating professionals, we have to make sure na tuloy-tuloy na makilala sila magaling. And you talk of medical doctors, nurses, medical technologists, pharmacists, physical therapists. So yung medicine and allied health, dahil kilala na tayo magaling dyan, recognize ang ating mga doktor, nurses, and the others, that is a priority area. We have to keep our reputation on that. Second, yung maritime, kasi tayo ang number one producer ng seafarers all over the world. We are the world class. So we must make sure maritime education continues to be international. No? Meron din yung science, technology, engineering, at mathematics, yung STEM programs. Kasi lalo na dito sa Australia halimbawa, kailangan i-push natin yung mining engineering program. Kaya nandito yung Caraga State University kasi yun ang isa sa mga specialization nila, mining engineering. So they're talking with universities here to have a joint program because we need to ensure that there are Filipino mining engineers that we produce using global standards. And Australia is important because mining is a major activity in Australia, no? Nandiyan din yung IT professionals kasi you know that we are the preferred choice for business processing all over the world. No, tayo ang hinahire ng mga companies to do business process outsourcing. So we have to make sure we upskill. We continue to upskill their programs, etc. Tapos meron yung emerging industries. This we talk of animation, you talk of game development, you talk of aviation. Kasi yan, we have a Philippine skills framework in the Philippines na napag-aralan na ano yung mga emerging skills that will be in demand all over the world na pwedeng makuha ng mga Pilipino kasi magaling sila.
Kanina po sa talk ninyo, nabanggit nyo na sa ang Philippines ay access, naniniwala po kayo na access to higher education is access to quality education.
Yes.
Ano po ang gusto nyong matutunan ng Australian or ng Australia as a country sa mga Filipino sa pagbibigay importansya sa education?
The demand for education and the desire to get educated is very, very high in the Philippines. So yung access tsaka participation. I think that is something that Australia can look into because investment in education is most important. Sabi ng pag-aaral ng World Bank, ang highest return to investment na ngayon ay nasa higher ed. Ibig sabihin, ang mga estudyante na nag-aral at nakapagtapos sa higher ed, ang probability na makakakuha ng magandang trabaho, makakabuti ang kanilang buhay, pinakamataas ang rate of return. Mas mataas kaysa high school graduate ka or elementary graduate ka. And I think Australia is also in that direction. So education is very important to them. I think the second one that Australia can learn from is what are the key strategic areas of cooperation between Philippine and Australian universities that is mutually beneficial to both? Kasi malaki ang demand for healthcare workers sa Australia, especially for senior care. So ang tanong dyan, paano tayo makakaproduce ng magagaling na espesyalista dyan? Mula doktor hanggang senior care worker. So that if our universities work together and they produce that manpower, it is beneficial to Australia. Because you need senior care specialists in the Philippines. Ang importante ay ma-identify ano yung mga areas na parehong makikinabang ang Pilipinas at ang Australia. And that is where we should work on.
At may mensahe po ba kayo sa mga Filipino dito sa Australia or mga Filipino, lalo Filipino international students?
Well, ang mensahe ko ay talagang magaling ang Pilipino. Malalaman mo yan dahil kahit saan ako magpunta sa mundo, may Pilipino, may mga Filipino students, may mga Filipino scholars, may mga Filipino migrants. Do a good work, show that the Filipino is the best. And for Filipino migrants in Australia, make the Philippines proud by helping Australia develop. Be the best ambassador that you can be to show that the Philippines is a country that really produces world-class workforce.
Sa kasalukuyan, marami pang ilalatag na plano ang ahensya ni Ched Chair De Vera para mas gawing kalidad ang edukasyon sa Pilipinas habang pinapanatili ang magandang relasyon sa Australia at iba pang bansa. Martin Tuanyo, SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.